I have to tell a story. In 1960, when I was 18 and just graduating from high school, my family moved from the great metropolis of Springfield, Ohio. Springfield, Ohio. My dad worked at the YMCA in Springfield, and he was brought to Baltimore to integrate camping for the Metropolitan YMCA. So the first summer that we were here in 1960, my dad went out to a camp, which is in Huntingtown, Maryland, and we all went there. His boss, whose name was Doc Miller, was at the other camp. Now, that used to be known as the White Camp and the Black Camp, but this is 1960, and integration has come, so they became known as the short-term camp and the long-term camp. Doc Miller's camp was called Camp Kanoi, which is now the Calvert Cliffs Nuclear Power Plant. But at that point, it was just a very large facility on the Chesapeake Bay. So at the end of the camping season, at right around Labor Day, he invited us over because we hadn't had a chance to see Camp Kanoi. So we went over there, and we had a picnic, and all the people were gone. The campers were gone, and so we got to see the entire facility, and it was wonderful. And we got to see the Chesapeake Bay, which was wonderful, which I'd never seen before. And he said, well, you can't go in swimming because it's the end of August or the beginning of September, and so there are so many sea nettles that you can't go in swimming. I didn't know anything about that. But we walked on the beach, and he said, well, you know, when you go to the cliffs, you can get shark's teeth. They wash out of the cliffs constantly. And so maybe you could go down on the beach and get shark's teeth. So I thought, great, shark's teeth. So he said, well, I think the waterfront director is still here, so I'll have him come down and help you. So we went up and down the beach, and I actually found a few shark's teeth. And that was the end of that story. So then we flash forward about, I don't know, 30-some years. My first marriage is over, and I have met this very nice other guy named Bill. So we talked a lot about, you know, growing up and high school and all of that, and I was talking about my high school class ring, and I said, well, I'm one of the few people left who really have a Springfield High School class ring. And he said, let me see it. So I get my jewelry box, and I open it, and I show him the class ring, and he's rooting around in the jewelry box, and he said, what is this? And I said, it's a shark's tooth, and I found it on the beach at the Chesapeake Bay at Camp Kanoi. He was the waterfront director who helped me find that shark's tooth.